tools do you currently possess or require to fully develop a service organization? In regards to this question, I believe that the tools and skills that I'm humbled and grateful to possess, which I'm confident can be an asset in assisting to fully develop a service organization successfully, at least from my perspective, of course, begins with my experience in literally being one of the co-founders of a revolutionary inmate leisure time activity group in Pelican Bay State Prison, which I played an intricate role in creating, and it was called the Peace Group. So PEACE was an acronym for Prisoners Embracing Anti-Hostility Cultural Evolution, which was a prisoner-initiated and administratively approved organization. This revolutionary forward-thinking group of men actually changed the prison culture at one of the most notoriously violent prisons in the state to now one that's recognized for its many successful rehabilitation, self-help, and higher educational programs for its general population. The purpose of this group was to study and adopt conflict resolution curriculum, such as those developed by certified professional neutrals and or like-minded organizations. In this way, the group's ultimate aim is to promote the reduction of interracial violence on our level four prisons. The pursuit of these goals were expected to provide for the development of a social environment that is conducive to authentic and lasting rehabilitation for our prisoner society. So the technical skills that I've developed regarding organizational prowess consisted of drafting out the group's constitution and bylaws, which will govern the group's operations. I was also tasked with the organizing the voting procedures for the election of the executive board members designated with the responsibilities of presiding over the group's daily functions, such as creating and facilitating the course curriculum, conducting all group meetings and activities, as well as organized special events. In addition, I've earned an associate degree of liberal arts in behavior and social science with high honors and a GPA of 3.74 from College of the Redwoods. And lastly, with respect to my higher educational accolades, I received an honorable admission into the bachelor's program offered by Cal Poly Humboldt, the newest polytechnic institution, which is the first in Northern California and the third to be implemented in the state. So with that technical resume, I truly believe that I do possess the organizational experience and knowledge to adequately direct the operations of a nonprofit efficiently should the opportunity present itself. Thank you.